This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on February the 8th, 2007. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Morning. I'd like to convene an open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, February 8th, 2007. Before we begin with the formal items on our agenda today, I had wanted to mention two things. The first is that yesterday we put on our website and released publicly an advisory opinion request from Senator Obama's Exploratory Committee regarding candidates soliciting funds for the presidential general election. By statute, the agency is required to respond to that request within 60 days of receiving a complete request. And yet last year we began a practice of expediting certain advisory opinion requests, which presented pressing questions for campaigns and for which the agency could provide clear guidance in a time period that was relevant for the campaigns themselves. The first of those expedited advisory opinion requests came up in the Dieter campaign, which was coincidentally featured in a front-page story in today's Wall Street Journal. But in total, I think we handled four matters last year on an expedited basis. We anticipate handling the Obama advisory opinion request on an expedited basis as well. As a consequence, we anticipate providing an answer to that request before the end of this month. The issues raised in the advisory opinion are important, and the agency welcomes public comments on the advisory opinion request. However, commenters should be aware that we anticipate resolving this matter in the next several weeks rather than in the full 60-day statutory period. The second matter I wanted to raise briefly was that this is the last public hearing of the FEC, in which Larry Norton will be attending as the general counsel for the agency, and that Jim Call will be attending as the deputy staff director. While we will be fetting, I'm sorry, deputy general counsel. I'm sorry, I apologize. Mr. Call, who is with us today, is without doubt the deputy general counsel. While we'll be fetting them privately here in the days ahead, I didn't want to allow this moment to pass without a brief public acknowledgement of their accomplishments. These are men of great skill, sound legal judgment, and have an ability to understand the implications and the consequences of decision-making. Those skills have proved invaluable to this agency. In the past 5 years, from the arrival of Larry Norton as the general counsel to his departure, this agency is now processing cases faster and with more aggressive enforcement than ever in its history. The success that Larry Norton has had is measurable. In the 5 years that he's been here, the average length of time from the receipt of a complaint to the closing of a file has fallen by 31%, for a total of over 7.5 months shorter in our handling of those cases. Over 85% of the agency's cases are now closed within 2 years of the filing, which is the fastest and most efficient processing of complaints in this agency's history. At the same time, the size of settlements in those cases has grown from an average of a little less than $61,000 in fiscal year 2002 to over $210,000 in fiscal year 2006. Last year, this agency collected civil penalties of more than $6.2 million, more than twice the amount of penalties in any other single year in the agency's 31-year history. So when I say that Larry has dramatically improved the operations of the Office of the General Counsel of this agency, it is not simply talk. The numbers back it up. There's another important side of the job that is not measurable, but that is just as important. Larry and Jim both bring a steadiness of judgment, a depth of appreciation of the law, and a commitment to public service that has made them valued and trusted counsel to the commissioners. Their voices are heard and their advice has been valued in every one of the most difficult decisions this agency has made during their tenure here. Jim has been an especially steady hand in helping to guide this agency through some of its most difficult problems. They've also done an excellent job at recruiting very talented lawyers to fill the vacancies that have appeared over time. As a consequence, they leave us with both a team of very seasoned managers and many talented new lawyers. We will be well served by their efforts for years to come. One of those lawyers, Tommy Duncan, has agreed to serve as acting general counsel, and she is joined by experienced associate general counsel, Rick Bader in litigation, Rosie Smith in policy, Rhonda Vosding in enforcement, and special counsel Greg Baker. I think I can speak for all of the commissioners and the entire agency when I say that we will miss you both. With that, I'd like to turn to the agenda items for the day, the first of which is the correction and approval of the minutes. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of the minutes of an open session for Thursday, January 25th, 2007, as set forth in Agenda Document 0704.
The Vice Chairman has moved approval of Agenda Document 07-04. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Madam Secretary, if you can record that the minutes have been approved by a vote of 6-0.